right, good stuff. Here we are. It is 7:25. Your 7 o'clock hour on the Mountain of Rock. Q94 is brought to you by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains. And Hirsch, they've got all kinds of great stuff. And, you know, looking to cool things off, Hirsch has barrel fans. They also have a large variety of hoses. Free on for your tractor and vehicles. They can also keep everything on ice with Yeti coolers, tumblers, bottles, mugs, and jugs. And, you know, keep your livestock in check with fly control and repellents like Raglan, Fly Block, and much, much more. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, bringing you the 7 o'clock hour on the Mountain Rock Q94. It's time now to cruise on down to the Bayou Resort in Gamalia, Arkansas, with Gary Faraci and get our weekly Lake North Fork fishing report. Good morning.
Good morning, Gary. How are you on this pretty nice thirsty Thursday morning?
Well, it's not raining, and it's still hot. This excessive heat warning will be, I don't know if they'll, as of right now, it's till midnight tonight, but it's going to be hot again tomorrow. And there are some chances of rain, but it is just crazy, crazy hot. And are the fish still nibbling?
The fish are. I'm surprised that, you know, July 7th, here we are, 100-degree day after 100-degree day, and they're still nibbling. It's still going. It really is. I mean, had some guys go out at first light in the morning, 4:45, 5 o'clock, out there. There's a little bit of topwater action still going on for the largemouth. That's still happening, which I'm surprised with the water temperature being in the mid-upper 80s. That's still going on.
Yeah, and, you know, the stripers, where are the fishermen at with those?
I think the striper and hybrid bite has slowed some. There's still a few guys getting one here and one there, but they were working at pretty good jigging form at the 101 bridge early in the morning, and that's kind of faded out. There's still a few here and there, but that's kind of faded out. I think a lot of them have moved up to the creeks and that are going up, like, say, towards Dot Mill area up there, up into the creeks and rivers and stuff in that, just because of water temperature.
Yeah, that's and it's that time of year. But the best bite right now, maybe the, you know, my brother-in-law and sister was down there this past weekend, and they said that, you know, still you can, the largemouth are still tearing it up.
Yeah, they're still doing pretty good with that. And then you got the crappie bite. Had a guy who came in the other morning, got some bait, headed out. He was back in like 2.5 hours and had his limit. Crazy, crazy, crazy stuff. And then also, if you can get out there at night and drop a light, the guy's been catching limits of crappie. And that's both with live bait and the few select plastics been working really well. So that's still going on with all the conditions the way they are, which it's really surprising.
Yeah, it is. You know, the thing about it, this time of year when it's really hot, the lake perch and bluegill, they'll always bite.
Yeah, there you go. I think that's it. When people come down, grandparents are bringing the grandkids down or parents bringing the kids down, get out there and put a pole in there with some red wigglers and drop it in there, and you got the perch. It's so much fun. Get out there with the kids and do that. It's a blast. And then we got catfishing in the evening has been really good.
Yeah, boy, and the catfish taste really good too.
Yeah, so you can use some stink bait, dough bait type stuff. Hot dogs work really good.
Bacon
works good. Really small perch work well.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been going on. And it's fun when you're down here, family, and you're vacationing and stuff and that. Get the kids involved in that and have a blast. It's memories that they're making and stuff, and that's all that's still going on. That's in the peak right now with people coming down, braving the heat and stuff, and that, and the water's still refreshing to get in the water and cool off.
The thing about it is, this time of year fishing, you know, early morning, like you had mentioned, and late at night seems to be the peak periods, but the catfish and the perch, they're always going to bite. Get a bobber and a cricket or a minnow or a red wiggler. I guess they still have red wigglers, don't they?
Yep. That's what we carry here.
Yep, red wiggler, and you'll just have a blast. And, you know, some docks, they don't allow fishing off of the docks, but some do, you know. And there's just something about anywhere there's shade, you're going to find fish this time of year.
Right, exactly. Where it goes from transitions from the bright sunlight into the shade area right in there, and that's been going on. I mean, there's people been telling me. I mean, they sit out there and catch some good hand-sized perch, and they're good eating too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's all good. If you do it early or late, it's just so doggone hot right now.
Yes.
That I mean, right now it's doable. It's in the mid 70s right now. I think I got 76 here, so it's doable. But by 10 o'clock. 11 o'clock.
Yeah, it's time to just take all your clothes off and just sit in the water. You know, don't worry about fishing, you know, just strip down and jump
naked.
In. Yeah, fish naked, that's true.
Fish naked.
Just make sure you got sunblock, because that could be bad. Hey, Gary, for folks that want to know a little bit more, how can they get a hold of you?
Hey, Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277. Stop in if you're in the area and say hi. Our Facebook page, good way to get a hold of us. Drop us a line. Look at some of the pictures on there and stuff and that. And, of course, always our website, thebuyerresort.com.
Right on. Hey, Gary, we appreciate you, man, and we'll catch you next week.
All right, Gary, take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.